In 529, just 2 years into Justinian's reign, work began on the Corpus Juris Civilis. This was to become a monumental work of Roman law and legal practice. Since Roman law was decided on a case-by-case basis, rather than being prescriptive, it occasionally needed to be collected in and codified. This had already happened a century before Justinian, under the Emperor Theodosius II in the first half of the 5th century. Justinian set as the head of the group tasked with compiling his codex a man named Trebonian. Procopius, who was not a fan of Trebonian, describes him as follows.
Trebonian both possessed natural ability and in educational attainments was inferior to none of his contemporaries. But he was extraordinarily fond of the pursuit of money and always ready to sell justice for gain. Therefore, every day, as a rule, he was repealing some laws and proposing others, selling off to those who requested it either favour according to their need.
Nevertheless, under Trebonian's direction, the codex of all the laws was compiled, the digest, collecting older legal writings, and the institutes, a late Roman legal handbook, were also compiled. Together, these three works make up the Corpus Juris Civilis. The manuscript on display in this case is only part of the codex.